Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. And yes, I am by myself. I expected someone to join me here, and that's why I got the Zoom on. But they left me high and dry, so I still wanted to provide another show for you guys. And I appreciate you guys hanging out with me today. Let's talk about all the brand new news that's been happening in the gaming world. The PS5, PlayStation 5, brand new reveal. Man, awesome games, awesome reveal for the PlayStation 5. I'm kind of disappointed they did not give us a price yet. But I'm sure if you're about that PlayStation life, I'm sure it's a must buy for you guys. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed all the reveals of all the new games, all the new generation games that are going to be coming. Speaking of new games, they just dropped a brand new trailer. I want to call it a teaser trailer because it really doesn't show any gameplay. But if you're a fan of X-Wings versus TIE Fighters in the Star Wars universe, brand new game coming to you, brought to you again by EA, of course. And EA is controversial for many reasons. The way they handled the rollout of the Battlefront 2. If you've been playing Battlefront 2 for free right now, because it's free right now if you have a PlayStation Plus membership, it's actually pretty cool when you play the X-Wing versus TIE Fighters. I really enjoy it. And, you know, I wish it could be better. I wish it was more robust. I feel like you're kind of like a floating sprite in the air, and you know, just doing battle with shootouts with people. But I hope that this brand new game, it's called Star Wars Squadrons. The trailer was dropped today. Go to the EA Star Wars page on YouTube if you want to check that out. The trailer's pretty interesting. Didn't show much gameplay, anything, but it seems like it's going to be more in the lines of the latest game that they came out with, which was the Jedi game. The name of it escapes me right now. I wish I was better remembering names. Jedi Outcast or something like that? I forget now. But this seems like that there's going to be a story mode. And I believe it's going to be 5 versus 5 squadron-based games. And I dig it, man. I wish it showed some gameplay, the reveal today. And I'm kind of disappointed it did not. But, you know, I really enjoyed what I saw as far as the trailer is concerned. It was interesting. So I invite all of you to go check it out right now on the EA Star Wars YouTube channel. It's up. It's the most recent trailer that was released today. And that's pretty much it as far as brand new news. We pretty much covered everything last week. I wanted to get Joey on here so he could talk about all his... what he felt about all the rumors that we dropped on last week's show. So I invite you to listen to last week's shows on the podcast feed, also on our YouTube and on our Facebook as well, all that good stuff. Wherever you want to listen to it, you can. Okay? I believe the video is still up here on the Twitch channel. Shouts out to everyone watching this live on the Checkpoint XP. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today at Geek Culture Congress. Live from my penthouse here in Tampa, Florida, because I am not allowed back into the studio yet. We are still quarantined. Everyone is still scared, so it is what it is. It is what it is. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying healthy. The major news that I want to drop for you is, for anyone who doesn't understand how comic books is distributed, there is pretty much a monopoly on comic books run by Diamond Publishers. Diamond Comic Publishers, distributor, should I say. And during the crisis, DC made new arrangements to distribute their comic books and their graphic novels with different brand new companies. So, unfortunately, being a big headline this past week, and I want to touch on a little bit today, DC is canceling their agreement with Diamond Distributors. I see it as something, it could be bad. The comic book industry, as far as selling comic books to the mom and pop stores, and it's very volatile. It's It's in a dangerous area right now, especially with the current crisis. You know, mom and pop stores are really hard. It's really hard to compete, you know, with the big stores, the big chains, and you know, get people in to actually buy the physical comic books. You know, it's a dying business. You know, it's getting to be more about the culture and hanging out and talking shop than buying comic books. But I applaud DC's move. You know, I think you know, Diamond has had a monopoly for a very long time. When things were going better, you know, they were not very friendly. I remember working at comic book stores and hearing horror stories and stuff like that with Diamond distributors. So, you know, we'll see what happens. They are continuing their distribution until the end of July, I believe. That's when you cannot get any back issues of DC. Any DC comic books. So I invite you to go to your favorite mom and pop comic book shop and get your orders in for anything that you're missing for your favorite DC titles before the switcheroo, so you're not missing out on anything and you're all set when the new stuff starts coming from the brand new distributor. So I think I hit everything pretty much. I just want to say that there is rumors from the Mikey Sutton forum. He likes to drop all the rumors and all the scoops, as he likes to call it. And I want to credit him for this, just in case it is true. I believe it will be, but he scooped that there will be a brand new Joker in the upcoming Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, which is interesting because that means we have more than a handful of all kinds of different Jokers. And, wow, I don't know how they're going to do that, and pull it off and make it compelling. It's going to be, very difficult, I think, you know? It's, wild, man. Very wild. Very wild indeed. So, guys, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me, make it a quick, show today. Feel free to check out all these things that I talked about today. I've shared on my Facebook page, for the show. Geek Culture Congress, facebook.com/Geek Culture Congress. Go check it out. Check out the trailer for Star Wars Squadrons. That's, you know, in your wheelhouse of things that you like. And I appreciate you guys hanging out with me today. I wish I could stay longer, but, you know, and talk shop more with, but none of my my cohorts in crime joined me on the show today. So it's solo dolo with Speedy Jr. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with me today. Of course, the show will be on the podcast feed. Make sure you follow us. Follow the RSS. Follow Geek at Geek Culture Congress. Geek Culture Congress. Just put it in Google, and you'll find all the outlets or podcasts that we're at. Okay. Follow us on the Facebook, Instagram. Joey Franchise runs that for me at Geek Culture Congress. And I'll see you guys, man. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying positive, and we're all in this together, man. And stay safe, guys. I hope to see you guys soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.